Regarding rightful boasting, the Hadith tells us there was a man in Damascus who was a companion of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, named Ibn al-Hanzaliyah. He liked solitude and did not spend much time in the company of people. Most of his time was spent in prayer, and when he finished praying, he occupied himself with the remembrance, bracket zikr, bracket of Allah, with glorifying and magnifying Allah till he went home. One day, as we were sitting with Abu Darda, he passed by, and Abu Darda asked him, "Tell us something which might be useful to us, and by its telling you will not be harmed." He replied, "The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, dispatched a reconnaissance party. After they returned, one of them went to a group in which he found the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and said to his neighbour during the course of conversation, 'I wish you had seen us when we engaged the enemy.' One of them, bracket the unbelievers, bracket, took his spear and struck one of us, and he returned his attack, saying, 'Take this from me, and know that I am only a slave.' Now, what do you think of that?" His neighbour replied, "I think he has lost his merit because of his boasting." The man said, "I see no harm in that." And they began to argue until the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, heard them and said, "Glory be to Allah, there is no harm in being recompensed, bracket, in the everlasting life, bracket, and praising him, bracket, in this world, bracket." Abu Darda seemed pleased with this and, raising his head, began to repeat, "Did you hear the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, say this?" And Ibn al-Hanzaliyah kept answering, "Yes, indeed," till I said to Abu Darda, "Why do you keep asking him?" Ibn al-Hanzaliyah passed him by on another day, and Abu Darda asked him, "Tell us something that might be useful to us, and by its telling you will not be harmed." He replied, "The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, told us that he who spends on the upkeep of a horse is like one who extends his hand in charity and does not restrain it." He passed by them again another day, and Abu Darda asked him, "Tell us something that might be useful to us, and by its telling you will not be harmed." He replied, "The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, once said, 'Quraym al-Saydi would be an excellent person if it was not for his long hair and his long loincloth.' The news reached the ears of Quraym, and in haste he cut his hair to his ears with his knife and shortened his loincloth to the mid-calf. Ibn al-Hanzaliyah passed by them on another occasion, and Abu Darda asked him, "Tell us something that might be useful to us, and by its telling you will not be harmed." He replied, "I heard the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, say, when returning from an expedition, 'You are returning to your brothers, so make your saddles and clothes tidy, so that your appearance is decent. Allah does not like untidiness.'"